Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm going back now to January 2018, and I well remember the time because Nadia Vavro and her son Slav joined me here on Late Lunch. It's over 3 years ago, folks, at this stage. Slav was facing into a difficult cancer journey, and his mum, Nadia, is back on the line with me today. Good to talk to you again, Nadia.
Good afternoon, Jerry. How are you?
I'm good. Maybe you just to start off, tell us how Slav is and what's been happening with him recently.
Slav is now fighting for 3 years. He was initially diagnosed in January 2018. Very difficult journey, and we are still fighting. Most recently, Slav had two surgeries, which were completed in Austria, and he also had one surgery just last week in Temple Street Hospital in Dublin.
And remind us again, his initial diagnosis, where was the cancer?
Original tumour was detected in his foot. It was well hidden under the arch of his foot. This type of cancer is called alveolar rhabdomyosarcoma. It's a very difficult type of cancer.
So he's been through the mill, he's been abroad, he's had several procedures, and he's battling away hard. It's been a long journey, hasn't it, Nadia, for him and yourselves?
Yeah, it's a very long journey because we don't know what will be tomorrow. It's very difficult because every time we are doing our best.
So he's home at the moment and being cared for. Beyond this, what happens? Do you know where you go from here? Is it just a question of seeing how this last surgery went? Is there more treatment he can receive?
At this moment, we are awaiting results from his last surgery, which was done in Temple Street last week. We are going to meet with the surgeon this Wednesday, and hopefully histology reports will be back. We don't know yet if we got clear margins. That means if we have a clear border of the lymph nodes which were removed. Slav started a new protocol just on Christmas Day 2020. So it was a very short time being on this protocol, and we don't know if this protocol is working or not. So for the future, we hope to continue with the chemotherapy and with the protocol he has. He's on a combination of three oral pills, and actually chemotherapy is oral at this moment as well. In the past, he had 27 weeks of IV chemotherapy. It was very harsh treatment. His immune system never recovered from this chemotherapy, so we're trying to treat it more like a chronic disease. And hopefully, meantime, we can get more answers what's happening. We are still trying to find alternative therapies abroad because there are always more options abroad. We are just trying to get some targeted treatments which would really target genes which Slav has affected.
How is he himself?
It's not easy for him, of course. And I can see that this most recent surgery was probably most difficult for him. He's still in pain. He still cannot move his arm properly. But of course, his mood is not very good. He's not happy about the whole situation, and it's not easy for him. He has many questions which I cannot answer. He's always asking why this happened to him, if he did anything wrong to anybody, who, of course, we know he didn't. And it's just very unfair what's happening to him. He's a very nice young man, and he's a very humble person. So it's really very unfair.
Well, he might ask that question. Why? Why me? What age is he now, Nadia?
Slav is turning 16 next month, 13th of March. We are originally from Slovakia. We moved to Ireland in 2006 because my husband, who is an IT specialist, he got a job offered here in Ireland.
And he's working away to provide, and I know you have another son and a daughter as well, and it's cost an awful lot of money for this treatment abroad and everything that's going on. Look, I've been thinking of you and Slav in recent times, and I just want to say something that I'd like to highlight again, Slav's situation. He's started this journey at 13, he's 16 now, and he's been through the mill, folks. He really has. And his mother has been with him and family all of the way. So tomorrow is the beginning of Lent, and I am a Christian, and I just want to do something for somebody this Lenten season. I really do. I want to help Slav and you in any way I can. So what I've decided to do is to undertake 40 days and nights. So what I'm going to do for 40 days, I'm going to walk 40 minutes every day for 40 days, and I'm going to give up any alcohol that I might have drunk during that time. And I'm going to give to the fund, to the GoFundMe, what I've saved during that time, and a little more, hopefully. And I'm asking listeners on Late Lunch today to join with me on 40 days and 40 nights and support Slav. I want people, again, to get behind Slav and his family.
Oh, thank you very much, Jerry. This is very kind of you. And yeah, I'm surprised here, and I'm very grateful. Very grateful for this. Thank you very much.
You know, I saw recently a post you put up, and it just got me. And I thought, I have to do something to help this young man and his family. And I want to do it during this season of denial for Christians. And I want to just ask listeners today to think about Slav. I'm not setting up a GoFundMe page. I'm not doing anything like that. And I know everybody's under pressure, and there's so many worthy causes as well. But I think of this young man, and I want Late Lunch listeners to think of him and remember him over the next 40 days. And if you can give at all or help in any way, please, please do. Would you just remind listeners, Nadia, how can they access the GoFundMe support page?
Yes, of course, Jerry. So first of all, I would like to say thank you to you and to everybody who is supporting us from the beginning of the journey and who will support us in the future and who is supporting us now. It's not easy, and I'm sure I would not be able to really handle this situation without all support we are getting from our community and from all people in Ireland. So we still have a GoFundMe page, which was originally set up for oxygen treatment for Slav. And Slav is still getting oxygen treatment at home. We got oxygen chamber with kind support of people. This GoFundMe page is still open because there are still funds needed for maintenance of this chamber. And you can find it if you just search for GoFundMe Oxygen for Slav or Oxygen Treatment for Slav, and it will show up.
So there you have it, folks. I will be reminding you over the next 40 days of this Lenten season to help in any way you can. Oxygen Treatment for Slav, GoFundMe. So I'm going to do this every day. I'm going to think about him. I'm going to put in the exercise. I am not going to take an alcoholic drink for Lent, and I will be contributing whatever I can myself personally at the end of this time to the fund. And I ask, if anybody out there listening today can help, please do. He's 16 years of age. He's been 3 years on this journey, and he's still battling away with the help of his mum and his family as well. Nadia, thank you for joining me on the show today, and I hope just this little bit of support might give you a little light at the end of the tunnel at this difficult time.
Thank you very much, Jerry, for having us. Thank you for your kind support. Really appreciate it here. Thank you.
40 days and nights starting tomorrow. That's my little campaign. I'm going to walk 40 minutes for 40 days thinking of that young man. I met him here 3 years ago. He's only 16 now. He was 13 at the time. He's been on some journey, and his mum and family as well. And there's been great money raised, but it's been spent because he's had to go abroad for 2 major treatments, and he's back home now, and he had a treatment recently, as you heard there, in Temple Street in Dublin, and the fight goes on, and he's keeping his spirits as high as he can. But imagine 3 years on, he's still in the midst of this, and a little focus has perhaps come off it in recent times, and understandably but I want to bring it to the fore again. If you can help at all, I appeal to you. I will remind you from time to time during these 40 days that I'm doing this, especially for SLAV. So Oxygen Treatment for SLAV is the website, and or Oxygen for SLAV, should I say, GoFundMe. Oxygen Treatment for SLAV or Oxygen for SLAV GoFundMe. It's there. I was looking at it last evening and again today, and the money that's been raised has virtually all been used up in those trips abroad and the treatment and that as well. But we want to support this family who came to live here from Slovakia to Ireland in 2006. They've been here a long, long time. I thank you for your support in advance, and we'll do the best we can for SLAV, I promise.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.